Hello and welcome to the Evolve Pipedrive podcast. We talk all things Pipedrive, sales, apps and Pipedrive marketplace. My name is Bruce Bignall. I'm the sales director here at Evolve. And today it's my great pleasure to be joined by Logan Van Dries, the customer success manager at NextUp.ai. NextUp.ai is a software development house that builds productivity software solutions for chat-based operations, helping teams work smarter through automation and two-way integrations. And their product Deals Plus connects Slack and Pipedrive with a two-way integration, and it's on the Pipedrive marketplace. We'll have it in the links in the description below. I'm really looking forward to this conversation with Logan today for a couple of reasons. One, Logan was among one of the first hires at NextUp.ai in July or June of 2019. So I'm sure he's got some great stories about their growth and what they've been going through the last couple of years. Two, NextUp.ai uses Pipedrive internally. So I know he's a big fan, and you know he's one of the power users at their place, so he might have some other great things to share there topically. And their new product, Deals Plus, is on the Pipedrive marketplace for you to try out. Again, we have the links in the description below. So, Logan, welcome. If you don't mind, would you please introduce yourself and NextUp.ai to our audience, please?
Yeah, thanks, Bruce. Thanks for the introduction. I'm Logan Van Dries, customer success manager here at NextUp.ai or NextUp, either or.
We're calling it NextUp from here on in.
Yeah, NextUp would be perfect. Yeah, I was a first employee, and they call me customer success manager. But as many people know, when you're in the startup lifestyle, you wear all hats. So yeah. I am the account executive, I am your accounts payable, I am your accounts receivable, your HR director, all things associated with startup life. So NextUp's been around for 4.5 years doing two-way integration, and we're really excited with what we're doing with Pipedrive, because we love Pipedrive and we use it all the time.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, we spoke about this off recording, but you know, a lot of our listeners are already on Pipedrive or they're considering the CRM switch. So I think they'll get quite a lot of value from this conversation. So obviously, if you were the first hire, you know, as a customer success manager or business success manager now, just making sure everyone's happy. What does the current team look like at NextUp?
Yeah, 4.5. So right now, we're probably about 15 folks on shore, and then we have some development people over in Ukraine, and as well as a team over in India. So we have some development shop over there. But that's fast forward 4 years. 4 years ago, there was just two people with a bright idea to connect Atlassian and Slack. It was something that they used both at their old organization. They said, I have Slack. I think Slack's going to be huge. I have Atlassian. I think Atlassian's huge. Yeah. And they scoured the market and they're like, nothing like this exists. Nothing. Yeah. And so he, on his nights and weekends, the co-founder CEO, Nick Krohn, and his CTO and the CTO, Mike Duff, they built this two-way integration on how to get Atlassian to communicate with Slack and Slack to communicate with Atlassian. And so we've been doing that for 4 years and have introduced four tools associated to that type of integration, connecting to Atlassian's Jira software, Jira Service Management, as well as connecting to Confluence and Meetings Plus, which is a Scrum meeting organizer connected to Jira. Yeah. We've been doing that for a long time, and through, you know, what we know and what we feel is what should happen with two-way integrations and how people are currently working in the software development side, we're like, well, we use Pipedrive. What exists out there to do these types of same interactions? Because we feel as though the same thing that they're trying to do in the software development or in the support side within these internal organizations, salespeople are going to be having the same problem. They're not in the office space anymore. I need to communicate with people, and how am I going to do that? It's not through, you know, some people are still using email, but we feel as though a lot of the folks are choosing chat solutions like Slack and or Microsoft Teams. So it just inherently made sense for us to build something in a two-way fashion, not just like a push. Here's a notification and, you know, go do something. How do I actually take action and get my employees to work where they're already at? They're already in Slack. They're already chatting with each other. How can I enable them to do the same things to complete work in there? Yeah.
Well, that's quite interesting, right? So I guess being built from the, you know, serving the developer world, right? You mentioned Jira there and those kind of internal comms. Would that be right? I mean, that was typically the next up, you know, as a software house, you were serving that community.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's, you know, a software developer, I'm working on this ticket. I need help with this. I'm stuck in this portion of code. Like who can help me on my team? I'm sitting at my house by myself. I can't just like go somewhere and ask for help or support my laptop. You know, I can't log into this place. I can't walk to the IT manager and say, how do I log into this anymore? I need a way to talk to them and get direct line access. And that's happening through Slack. So now with salespeople, the same thing. I'm working on this deal, or I'm drafting up an email, or I need marketing assets or whatever. I need to be able to reference those deals in a way in which doesn't make it so this channel that has 15 people in it, I send a link to Pipedrive and 12 of them click off to Google Chrome. Yeah. Then they're in their emails and then they open up Zillow and then they're looking at houses on the beach in Florida. Like,
yeah,
we want to eliminate that. So how can I just
get moving? But I think that's a really interesting point, right? About the, from a sales standpoint, what sales always been about. So whether it was sales or marketing, gaining attention. And if you've got someone's attention, you want to stick with it. So emails can get clogged up. So are you saying Deals Plus has kind of come out of the, how can you pass and interrupt a prospect, whether it's in a pre-sales environment or kind of, you know, post-sale even, but in that pre-sales environment, connecting with a prospect before, so that yes, they're in your CRM, but you're actually talking backwards and forwards, maybe collecting data and you're sending them stuff, but via Slack.
Yep. Yeah. We believe that's the future of sales and that's how things are going to continue to happen. There are still, you know, the app, you know, you visit the actual place, but to give people this white glove feeling, my voice is heard. You're not just another email or you're just not another call into a call center. You are having direct line access to the account executives, to the security team, to the legal, to where accounts payable with those customers, because you're communicating in that Slack channel. And there's studies saying they're like 60% more likely to respond to a Slack message than an email or a phone call.
Text messaging. So that's the pattern interrupt, right? So that's the... Yeah. It's probably quite a good buying signal if they say yes to signing up to it pre-sale and they are sending you documents pre-sale through Slack. That's probably quite a good buying signal. Yeah.
We think that's going to be huge, and Slack is, you know, continuing to share that voice and Slack's continuing to grow. But Slack has been a big win in the development side of the house. You know, the IT department at a lot of these large manufacturing organizations, they like Slack. They think it's cool. There's a lot of open APIs that allow you to integrate with other tools. And same with Pipedrive, because Pipedrive is relatively new. The way they're building it has a lot of these access points to data to be shared across different platforms. And so, you know, we're real happy with how Pipedrive is developing the tools so that we can get a lot of that information. You know, that's why Pipedrive is also powerful. It can connect to a bunch of other things. It has open APIs. I can get other systems to connect with it. So do the same thing within Slack, where we think that's going to be continued to be a sales tool. For individuals used properly, right? Getting them in the shared channels and being able to communicate. I think that's very powerful rather than it just being another phone call.
Yeah. Well, and that's it. I think it's a very good, it's just a tool that not many salespeople or channel that no, not many salespeople are talking about. So yeah, really cool to see how that expands. So If you're based in the States, you've got some development teams, you know, across the world now. Where are you kind of serving, or is this, you know, where, are there any markets particularly that you're best serving?
Yeah, so in reality, we're just kind of the way we started is through this Atlassian stuff and selling the Atlassian integration with our Jira Integration Plus, Help Desk Plus, Morgan, and Docs Plus bots. Those are sold worldwide as Atlassian is sold worldwide. And enabling it to be in the marketplace allows, you know, access, you know, any company that is utilizing those tools to have access to it. So similar to that's what's happening in Atlassian side, our Deals Plus bot, anyone that really takes advantage of Pipedrive and also utilizes Slack, to have a tool to connect the two, we feel as though is very powerful. It enables a lot of different opportunity, whether you're just a small shop and you just want to make things easier, you like Slack and you're communicating with some teams, or you're using Slack Connect and you want to track some of that, real easy, to all the way having like full sales teams and all these different sales channels and you want notifications streamed in. It really kind of doesn't really matter size wise. It's just utilizing the two tools. Do you have Slack? Yes. Are you using Slack as a sales tool? Probably. And are you utilizing Pipedrive? And we feel as though if you're using the two, you need to have integration to get a lot of things that happen in Slack out of Slack,
yeah,
and into a system of record. Because right now, it just kind of all lives within Slack. It's just chat.
Yeah, because it's always been a notification center, right? Versus a place where you might complete an activity. So this is, I think that is the game-changing piece that allows it to be used in a sales environment, right? Because you can complete an activity, have all the records in Slack and that instant comms, but then that's now logged somewhere. So not just an individual contributor can work within it, but then your manager can then see the work that you've done logged against the deal or whatever else. So
yeah,
I think it's a very interesting channel to look out for.
Breaks down the silos, increases accountability because you're seeing what people are doing, and visualization as to what people are doing and what people are working on. And so people are more in tune. Same way as how we do it with Atlassian. Software developers are developing a website, but I need to see what other people are working on to know if I can continue working on that successfully. So to see all of that information in one hub, and I don't really have to leave, and I can see other people doing tasks, so I can add comments right there, like, why are you working on this? We just had a call with them last week, and we're developing this. Like, well, we would never know that if we didn't get those alerts or get served that information where we're already chatting within Slack. So now we're just all more aware and in tune as to what's actually happening.
Yeah, I like it. So what would you say the future is for the, do you see them as next up creating more products like this, or is there a Deals Plus Plus? What's the kind of roadmap for this?
We're kind of expanding horizontally, not really vertically, like deeper into Pipedrive. Pipedrive is continuing to get better and in making their tool have more functionality. So we'll always be keeping up with, or trying to keep up with, what Pipedrive offers and also what Slack offers. Slack's continuing to come up with new Slack functionality. They just invented the shared channels like a year ago. Then they had Slack Workflow Builder, which is this like no code solution for you to do, you know, different forms and different things. People need to create deals or whatever. They're doing it all within Slack.
Yeah.
So just going a little bit deeper in there, but also trying to connect to really other CRM tools is what we're looking at potentially doing, because no one's really doing two-way integrations.
That's where it gets powerful, isn't it? And you can say other CRMs are available, right?
Yeah.
But we use Pipedrive, and we have the Pipedrive podcast because we think it's a very easy to use CRM from an end user standpoint, right?
Yeah.
Yes, there are other CRMs available, but okay. So it's cool. So a deal plus plus and or. Maybe a leads plus. So, from a Pipedrive standpoint, you might be able to handle your leads, for example.
Just getting additional data out of Pipedrive. And so they're always releasing new APIs and what data we can get, what information that we can have. So to get a lead. Someone's came to your website and they're targeted and they're in the campaign and they've opened 4 emails and you see all of that information. You want notified. This is a hot lead. Do something with them. It's a trigger point. You can, you know, it's not just another thing in Pipedrive. It could be, you know, this swarming event. It's notified to this team and someone needs to take action. Apple's on our website. We want to close them. They're looking at our stuff. They've clicked this email 4 times. Notify the team. Let them know. And then let them actually take action. Like, I'm adding an activity. This is what we're doing next. So on and so forth. Or we're communicating about it. Track all of that. Just give the data point, a single source where people can talk about it in a single place and it all be tracked. But it's all existing in completely different systems, but it's all synchronized together. So it's not creating more work for the people, but it's allowing them all to be more in tune with what's really happening.
Yeah, it's such a good point, just the kind of two-way piece. I mean, from the integration between Pipedrive and Deals Plus, how exactly, so where do you find it? How does it integrate?
How do it's in what sense? Because we think it's
like, so verbally or over YouTube, we're not going to be able to go behind the scenes, you know, sure. To the Vault style. But how would an end user end up doing the integration? How do they find it and how do they complete the integration?
Yeah, so Deals Plus itself exists on the Pipedrive Marketplace. It's really easy to download. It's a click-through process. It starts a 14-day free trial. We feel as though for teams to really get the most out of this tool, it's invite it into channels. It's just how you invite regular people into channels. Invite Deals Plus into there. In this channel, we're talking about these deals. Let's get notified about it. Or we want to synchronize on like have a war room about certain deals and you're already communicating about this. Invite the Deals Plus bot in there, super easy, and then that will enable your team to actually start getting that two-way integration. Get notifications, take action.
So that's a really good use case. So create some proposal, you might have your technical lead and your MD involved at the same time, as well as the salesperson that's been involved, or the AE that's been involved. And that discussion between those three people internally can now be logged against the deal in your Pipedrive through adding the Pipedrive bot, plus bot, deals bot, into that channel. Is that right?
Correct. Yep. Yeah. And so you can bring all of those sources in there, and it's not really just going to be a mention someone in Pipedrive and then they see an email and they remember to open up Pipedrive and then they log in and then they respond to it. It's a little bit more friction to do that rather than you're all three already in a Slack channel. Invite Deals Plus in there. We're talking about this deal. Let's synchronize this chat as we're, you know, having this conversation, and it all just kind of goes in there. So you don't have to remember to do it. That Deals Plus itself is more up to date. And so me as a business manager, I'm not telling people to like go and do this because I give my AEs the ability to do this in Slack where it's already happening. We feel as though the hygiene within Pipedrive as well is a little bit better because users are able to take action on a lot of the stuff, see the activities that they're supposed to do today, do them, and log them.
I think that the activities they got to do today, this is where it gets really powerful, right? Because even if, I'm going to use an analogy like social media. So social media sharing and virality, I can't remember the number, but it might be like 6% of social shares are now done in the dark, right? So over WhatsApp or over Facebook messages, so you can't actually see the public impact or the organic reach of it because it's all done in the shadows. Whereas here, a lot of the sales convos internally and or with a prospect, if that's happening in Slack, if there's no way to track that, that's just kind of dark sales data, right? So then if you can now have that pushed into your CRM Pipedrive with this Deals Plus, It just gives everyone more visibility of what's being done and associated with that. So yeah, that's really cool. And just something that I certainly haven't seen before. So yeah, really cool.
Yeah, it's already happening with your phone calls. It's already happening with your emails. So, you know, you called this person. What did you say? That's dark data. You know, let's go in and track this. What did you do right? What did you do wrong? What can we improve on? Where did we mess up? What are things that we can do better? Do the same thing, but within a Slack channel. And, you know, those conversations are happening in there. So to just have that and then go to your sales meeting and be like, oh, yeah, I talked to this person in Slack. Well, where is that information? What is that information? What can I do with that? Nothing. So alleviate the process. Don't make it even more difficult for another person to, because that's the last thing a sales agent wants to do is just have another tool to have to do another thing to track. So if I can just have it be as easy as just put it in a channel and it takes care of everything else, awesome. Mm-hmm. There's really nothing else for the agent, the account executive to really do other than talk to the customer, do your job, and we'll track everything else on the back end.
Yeah, very cool. And what's the best place to find out about the integration? Would it be direct to the website or on the Pipedrive Marketplace? Where else?
Yeah, so we are listed on the Pipedrive Marketplace. That comes with a 14-day free trial, but also our website, nextstep.ai. There are our 5 tools on there that are listed. Deals Plus will be one of them. There's a lot of resources associated to this. There's workflows on how we have certain rooms built. You want to set up notifications. There's pre-built workflows to show you how to set up your channels. And there's also help documentation on nextstep.ai as well.
Perfect. Right, sorry. that's perfect. So that's a lot about Nextstep and a lot about the products and a bit about the future, right? But what's, if we look back at not just your last 4 years, but how the hell did Logan get to be joining Nextstep, and you know, what was that journey?
Yeah, luck.
Lady luck.
No, you know, putting yourself in the right situations at the right times, it pays off. So for me, I was working at a small family business, electrical contracting business, as a safety director. And, you know, you really think that's sales and safety, like that can be more opposite. But in reality, you know, what I'm doing as a safety director is selling sales. I have 115 electricians that are not selling sales, selling safety. I have 115 electricians that I want to keep safe, and I need to get them to buy in to our set of standards and what we're doing. So, you know, I'm relating to them and talking with them and doing that kind of stuff. So I was doing that for 4.5 years at one of my grandfather's electrical business, and there's now my uncle's. And during that time, I met, it didn't make sense, but I joined a country club because I loved golf, and I just wanted to be around other successful people. I love golf. I think it's part of my identity. Yeah. And through that and just meeting other successful people, some guy, Nick Crone, he was doing this nights and weekends thing and saying, hey, I have this full-time job, but I'm about to quit and start this new gig. And do you want to give it a try? And we're selling SaaS subscriptions. And I'm like, I don't even know what that means.
You're like, what? You've misspelled safety. SaaS?
Yeah. I don't know what SaaS is. I don't know what Atlassian is. I don't know what Slack is. He just knew, like, okay, you can talk. And if I can get you down the right talk tracks, then beautiful. Perfect. Okay. So he said, I have a conference in Vegas in 2 days. Can you get vacation from your current job? Go to Vegas, go to this conference. So when
this was midweek.
This is midweek. Yeah. Can you watch the booth while I have a few meetings at this conference? And so I got some vacation and I flew to Vegas. I did the conference. It went well. He offered me a job after the conference ended. And then that's 4 years of running.
And who was that gave you that opportunity?
is Nick Crone, the co-founder, CEO of Next.
Shout out to Nick. I mean, that isn't that the case, right? Yep. Obviously, you put yourself out there, but yeah, shout out to Nick.
He gave me an opportunity. I'm very thankful for that opportunity. And it just goes to show, you know, putting yourself in the right situations around the right people can, you know, really help you advance your career where you want to get it to. And now, 4 years later, I feel so like I'm a tech guru. I'm a sales demo. I know Zoom. I know all this like digital asset stuff. And where 4 years ago I was, you know, mudding around in mud boots on construction sites, building large warehouses. So,
and how's that golf swing? What's the handicap down to?
So, I was a zero for about 3 years, and I'm currently a 2 handicap. I don't want to say anything, but I got married and now I have a kid on the way. So golf's become less of a priority. So I am slacking and not slacking.
Yeah. Good choice of words.
I am slacking on the golf side. And people were like, oh, you're just a 2. Like, I understand. But
I reckon I think you'll be a shark. I wouldn't put any money on me if we were playing.
I don't hit it far, but I just, you know, keep it in the middle, keep it in play. It saves a lot of strokes just in play. That's all that matters in the game. That's how I live my life. You know, being in the game, I was at this place, being in the game, talking to other people, being associated with other people. You just find yourselves in better situations by doing that and having those kind of conversations and being in those circles.
Yeah, I love it. I think at some point I might do another podcast through this channel just about how people got into their roles, right? Because the stories are fascinating. No one sets out to, you know, be a customer success manager or owning a tech company. Like these are, because a lot of these technologies weren't around 10 years ago. So,
No, they weren't around 4 years ago, 5 years ago. They were just kind of getting started. And, you know, we were worried. I quit my job in like 2019, and then 2020 COVID happened, and we're like, oh shoot, we're only 7 months old of a company. But in reality, what happened was it pointed a spotlight right on these types of interactions. COVID promoted at work home. Slack promotes at work home. So we need to now find ways to get people to work easier while being remote. And so where a lot of organizations were kind of like, oh, COVID, it hurts them, it really helped our business because these organizations needed to do something. It's not really a nice to have. It's something that has to happen because it's just a black hole. Slack's great, and it's a searchable log of all knowledge. I think that's what it is.
Whatever they're calling it now.
Yeah. But it just lives in Slack, and that's not good enough for enterprise organizations. Where's the business metrics? What can I do with this information? And they didn't have anything. So we think that this is, you know, a real good time, and people are continuing to understand what they can do within Slack. And hopefully this kind of sheds more light as to what are the possibilities and what can I do with Slack to make me more effective while I'm at home, or while I'm, you know, I can't go someplace, but how can I talk to them directly? And we think, you know, Slack's huge for that.
Yeah, I concur. And thank you for sharing that. That's a cool story. I didn't know about that. So from just a couple of kind of quick fire questions, obviously quick fire questions could be long form answers, right? So in terms of your favorite use case that you've seen from Deals Plus, but what's the kind of best use case that you've seen there?
I personally just love in Slack shared channels, inviting the bot into the channel and tracking that conversations. It's really super easy, and it gives everyone that's within Pipedrive a bird's eye view as to what's happening in the channel without actually having to have a lot of people in the channel, because sometimes it would even create more of a distraction point of being in 70 different channels, them all lighting up. But if the manager is in all those channels because they want to see what's going on, well, you know, not ideal. If they can keep a lot of that information and run reports and get all that information in Slack and just have the bot track all of the things that are actually happening in there. Mm-hmm. Makes it a lot easier for you to manage what's happening in Slack. And we use Slack. I'm in 86 different Slack shared channels right now with different customers. I wouldn't have Nick in 86 different channels. It'd just be too much noise for him to really kind of manage. But I love that for me. And it just really gives like, hey, Nick, I'm talking with this customer. Here's the Pipedrive deal. Look at the conversation. He can see everything right there. Doesn't need to go in there and ask all these other questions. And what's going on? Where are we at with this? It's all there.
Yeah.
So it kind of eliminates that, even just like lag, that downtime of I need help to when I can actually get help, because they have to research and do all this stuff and then respond back.
Yeah.
So that's what, if you were to do anything, that's where it's at.
So so next question would be, if someone's just getting started, the first thing would be connect a deal bot to one of your shared channels.
Yeah. Shared channels, would be a good thing to do. Just getting the bot installed in the workspace and having your users connect so they can see their activities. That's very powerful. But yeah, I would say step one, download bot. Even if you're not using it in the shared channel capacity, because that's more future. Even if you're using it as a sales team capacity, you're communicating about deals, still get it in there and track some of those conversations associated to individual deals.
Understood. Okay. And then for those that are, the more powerful users might include it into internal, either prospecting or internal. You mentioned War Room a little bit earlier. Would that be a more powerful use case, do you think?
Just as. It's just, you know, where your what your team does associated to how do you communicate about the different deals or different organizations or contacts. And so if you have three people talking about an individual deal, then yes, like let's have a war, you know, you're already in there talking about it. So have the bot in there to, you know, anytime an activity is due that day, that channel gets lit up and say, okay, this is an activity that needs to be done. You can complete it right here. It says call them or do something. You can visually see it right there. But also, you know, if a manager adds a note in Pipedrive, hey, do something, or I did something, it gets notified in Slack. And so really wherever people are working at, they're all in tune with what's going on. It's not, hey, I updated it in Pipedrive. Oh, well, we're talking about it in Slack. Oh, I updated. Well, where is it in Pipedrive? Wait, we're talking about it right here. Like, that's so that is stupid. Like, it's just not smart. It's not a smart way to work. But that's how people work right now, and that's the only option.
Yeah. Brilliant. Thank you. And we know the guys at Pipedrive do listen to this. So, would as a Pipedrive user, are there any feature requests that you would like to see in the near future or long time future?
We are still trying to just keep up with all the functionality that they release. So we are excited with what they are doing with all of their new functionality. The only thing I would mention is always be aware of how it can connect to Slack. Mm-hmm. So you already have APIs, but in all instances, how can I get this to connect to Slack? So however they're building new functionality, how can I get it all in there? Because we think that's where teams are going to continue to work and continue to double down in. And so having that as a possibility matters.
Yeah, and I guess from this, starting with sales, and then there might be a project piece, there might be an account management piece. If you just look at the Pipedrive roadmap, because project managers might be communicating on Slack.
Yeah.
You know, service desks might be communicating on Slack and have it as a repository in Pipedrive. So, and as obviously, and the leads inbox as well. So yeah, so there is plenty of scope to touch Slack.
Yeah, Pipedrive is an agile methodology. It's a waterfall. You know, you just move it across the board. Yeah. And it's the same with Atlassian. You know, you're working on a project, you move it across the board. So whether it be the product management piece or the sales piece, I'm starting my initial conversation to close deal. From QBR1 to renewal, from create a checkout page to website done, you know, however you want to do, you know, these pieces, you would be able to enable them to do it really all through Pipedrive. So when it comes to that project management piece, we are excited of what they can do because it's similar to what Atlassian offers right now, but probably less complex. A lot of people don't like
non-complex projects is, I think, what they handle pretty well. But no, that's brilliant. And Logan, thank you for your time. Is there anything in particular you'd like to touch upon as we look to close this up?
No, I just appreciate your time. Thank you for your interest in Deals Plus and how we can do. If anybody's interested in connecting with me, just find me on LinkedIn, Logan Van Treese. I'd be happy to connect with you and discuss, you know, all the different possible solutions, or just learn how your team is working and what would be cool, because this is all pretty green field. Not a lot of people are in this space, and we're still learning how to work in these types of environments. So I'm always open to those conversations and really learning what is happening and how teams are utilizing Pipedrive and utilizing Slack and how we could best bring those worlds together.
Yeah, no, brilliant. Thank you. And you mentioned a little earlier about some research around Slack as a sales channel as well. So we'll be sure to kind of capture that from you and put that in the description as well, because I think that'd be really cool for people to take a look at. So we'll have the trial. We'll trial the trial in the description, your LinkedIn, and that link to the sales research that you had there. But thank you once again, Logan. And if that's it for this week. If you have enjoyed it, please consider liking, subscribing, and or sharing with colleague or another friend that is using Pipedrive and or Slack to get them to get the most out of it. But thank you once again, and you've been listening to the Evolve Pipedrive podcast. Cheers.